If you ever need any help from anybody or anything happens, the town is there to, they're there, you know, to back you, to support you. It's just a warm feeling, you know, it's a nice feeling, support.
Now, that's what keeps a lot of people here is just that calm, that peace and quiet, that solitude, in the rural community around here.
I think I could call anybody in my township and they would be here in 15 minutes to help me. Yeah, I've not been disappointed by this little community.
Those are the voices of Diane McKean, Rob Stomberg, and Terry Linebach. How long have you lived in Black Duck?
Oh, gosh, we moved here in 75. So what does that make it? A long time, 40-some years.
So what? How did you end up there?
How did we end up here? We were from Michigan. I was born in Chicago, but both of us had been living in Michigan and just wanted a more isolated place. Michigan was sort of becoming really touristy. So we came out in March and skied around on this 80 acres and bought it and then moved here in May.
Wow.
But no house, no anything.
You bought land, just barely.
We bought land, right. Right on the Black Duck River. It's beautiful. No regrets about what we bought.
So did you guys live, what were you living in when you first bought your
tents,
property?
Tents. And I got a job at the Outdoorsman Cafe the week after we got here. I was able, I mean, there weren't many places you could, like, wash off in the river and go to work. The Outdoorsman Cafe was one of those. And I got to know all the old farmers that way.
Oh, my God.
It used to be more of a hometown cafe thing.
How did you hear about Black Duck, Minnesota?
We just came, and we had sort of a criteria. We wanted to be on water. We got 80 acres for $9,000.
Whoa. I mean,
yeah.
And I know things, the cost of things was a lot different back then, but still, 80 acres on
80
the
acres
river.
With a river on one side and a creek on the other. I mean, it's a little, and hills. We have hills. So we just came north in Minnesota and went around to realtors. It was March. And the one guy said, well, you can't see this piece because there's no way to get there except on snowmobiles. Well, we brought our skis. We said, just tell us where it is. So,
you ready for an adventure?
No kidding.
That is Terry Linebach, a longtime Black Duck resident by way of Chicago and Michigan. Her move to rural Minnesota proved a perfect fit for her, her family, and the town of Black Duck. Over the course of her career, the energy she channeled into her work made a big impact on the community that she loves and calls home. We're learning about Black Duck today in this segment of Let's Visit. Let's get back to my visit with Terry Linebach.
I was able to get a Head Start job in Black Duck, which I remained there for 40 years. And I loved it. It is the only surviving poverty program. And it's a family program. So we had a sweet little center where parents, it was rare that we didn't have parents eat lunch with us. We collaborated really well. We had a really good run with the Black Duck School. They did busing for us, special ed teachers, whatever was best for the kid, either the kid, they would come to our center, speech therapists, nurses. We had a diabetic kid. The school nurse would come every day. We're just a good collaboration with the school. And we started a little resource center in Black Duck. So there is continues to be a little office. It's probably been there about 20 years now, where everything from seniors getting their toes clipped to the Mac boxes for seniors to, over the years, mental health has done services there. Evergreen's done services there.
Hmm.
And we started years ago, BICAP, Community Action Program had money for food shelves. I'm talking 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So none of the churches, nobody wanted to pick it up in Black Duck. So we just gave the funds to one of the local grocery stores. Well, that has evolved into all the pastors and Head Start. Anybody can call there for a food box, and it's all fresh. The grocery store does all the paperwork on it. So we get pick it up, and, you know, so it's milk, and it's not your typical food box. Meat, milk, eggs. And it's completely funded by people just giving a little extra every time they go in. It probably wouldn't work in a big community because there's only one grocery store in Black Duck, so that's who is getting the business. But
is poverty a problem in that area?
Oh, yeah. But, like, in my township, I'd say, gosh, almost 40% of the homes now are kids who are our kids' age. So none of them are doing the farming that their folks did, but they got a free piece of land. And they bought a trailer, and they've all built now.
It says something about a place that people are leaving and returning.
Right. And so one has a carpeting business, one's the bus garage supervisor, one's a plumber. Yeah, they've found a niche, and they're making it. And I think I could call anybody in my township, and they would be here in 15 minutes to help me. And they've taught me a lot. They've taught me a lot. So did Head Start parents taught me an amazing amount. The cook and I worked together for 30 years there, and we had just as good a food as most restaurants in the county. She did amazing job. I mean, we were so far ahead of the game with nutrition. She bought locally from the stores. We had no big trucks coming in, you know, food from wherever. And she used cloth bags like 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we made a dent. The other thing we had was we bought one of those little shed buildings, like a 10x8, and it was always unlocked. It was in Head Start's parking lot, and it was like it was secondhand store, but it was free. So it was used daily by people, and we would come in the morning if people were too embarrassed. They would come in, and it was set so they could have the door open and have their headlights on.
Oh my gosh.
There was a constant rotation of clothes and whatever, pots, pans, shoes. And different people would come and clean it. We would come in and it would have been cleaned. Again, small town. You couldn't get away with that with too big a population. But it was an avenue for people to give clothes and for people to take clothes. By the time I left, every church gave us Thanksgiving baskets, Christmas baskets. They didn't know where to give money to or where to give items to.
Mm-hmm.
They were at a loss of, some even unaware that there was poverty in the area. Isn't it wild? It's like you're in the grocery stores with them, you guys. You just don't know, you know.
You were a big city living young woman who moved to remote northern Minnesota. And it seems like you made your way into its fabric pretty well, even though you were an outsider.
Yeah, I've not been disappointed by this little community. And not that they're all not politically aligned with me. But I could sit down and have a decent conversation with every one of them. And it was a great place to have kids. Also, who was I talking to the other day? I had the fortune to see Gary Snyder. He's a poet, one of the first environmentalists, probably, 40 years ago. And one of the things he said was people need to buy land and stay in the same place because then you have to get along with your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
No matter their whatever.
Yeah.
Like the first summer we moved here, we were in this, a neighbor felt bad for us and sold us this little teeny, like, travel trailer thing for $100. And that summer, our whole township road went out. So everybody in the township was parking their cars at the end of on Highway 72. So people were riding horses out. It was pre-four-wheelers. So we all got to know each other. So it's like when you see a tragedy in a small town somewhere, like the earthquake town I just saw. You know, those little towns, people come together. Mm-hmm. The other thing here is if anybody has a fire, it doesn't matter if you know the people well or not. There is a massive support in the community. I mean, all the churches would have fundraisers. Yeah.
That's Terry Linebach. We're talking with her about Black Duck, Minnesota, a place that she moved back in the 1970s. Terry, how has Black Duck changed since you've lived there?
Black Duck now has sort of become, there's not a lot of business in town. Bemidji got Walmart, and people don't think about driving to Bemidji to get whatever, whereas I kind of like to just shop in Black Duck if possible.
Yeah.
The population actually has gone down. And, you know, we still have a movie theater. We did have two banks. One just closed. The drugstore is closing. I mean, Anderson's Fabric has kind of kept it alive. So housing is short because Anderson's employs so many people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wonderful library. There's a wonderful senior center. We have a Sanford site here.
Okay, so you get medical.
So medical is in town. And the dentist, one of the kids graduated, his wife graduated with my son, so they're local kids. But the town's dying. You know, a lot of small towns are dying. They can't compete.
Yeah. How do you think it could, I don't know, not die?
I wish some young artists would come in and use some of the empty buildings, but they might not jive with the locals. I mean, it probably took, they had bets that first year. We find out years later that the township had bets that we were never going to make it. So it takes a while to get respect from the locals, I think. We realized the other day we're like the elders in the township now, and we were just kids when we came. It's very odd.
How old were you when you came?
I was 25.
That's Terry Linebach. In 1975, she and her husband moved to Black Duck, Minnesota. And I think it's been a good fit for both them and Black Duck. We are talking about Black Duck in this month's segments of Let's Visit. Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota. I'm Katie Carter, your host, and I hope you've enjoyed learning Terry's perspective of this small rural community.